I swear I smelt something different in the air. It was so good. So inviting and sweet like flowers. But in a different way. Warmer too. It is very close. God, it is so good. Wait, is that it? What is this? Oh, you're alive. I was beginning to wonder. Poor thing, what happened to you? You don't look so good. Oh, I have never seen an animal like this before. Weird. It looks a bit like me. Wait. Your eyes are following me very intently. Can you understand me? Oh God. You can. I'm so sorry. I had no idea. I thought you were some exhausted animal or something like that. I smelled something different in the valley and I just had to come back. I think it was you. Oh, I hope that I have not startled you. I must have. You're shivering all over. I'm so sorry. Oh, it isn't fear? The cold? I see. But why are you out here in this cold if you can't handle it? You got lost, huh? Well, you surely cannot stay a second more out here. Let me help you up. I have a warm place nearby. Put your arms around my waist. I will shield you from the winds with my wings. Come, one step at a time. It is not too far. Yes. You can snuggle closer. Don't worry. I'm very warm. My mother said it was something about dragon blood. Almost there. God, you're so soft. Here, lay on my sleeping mat. Don't worry. It is made of soft fur. Would you like me to get you closer to the magma? No? Oh, I see. You're a frog creature, aren't you? That's cute. Forgive me for asking, but you're a human, right? I knew it. You look just like how my mother described. Amazing. I have never seen a human before. You look so cute and handsome. And that smell, so nice. Makes me feel even warmer inside. Yeah, you're the first one I see. Mother always told me that your kind were dangerous. She hates humans. Oh, no, don't worry. My dear mother passed away a few years ago. You have nothing to fear. Thank you for your condolences. But it was a long time ago. Why did she hate humans? I don't rightly know. My father was a human, but I didn't remember much of him. Mother used to tell me he was a dragon hunter. Our scales, made of primordial stone, made for excellent weapons, and he was one that wanted as many skills as he could. An incredible fighter, she said, wielding lightning to peel off his pride. But somehow, Mom and Dad ended up getting alone. A little bit too well. He even defended her from other hunters while he lived here. But at some point, things got sore. Dad disappeared and Mom went looking for him. After some days, she returned, badly wounded, and passed away a few weeks later. In the remaining days, she taught me all she knew of survival and magic, and told me to stay far away from humans. From that day, I never heard about that, or any other humans approaching the valley. This was around 50 years ago. Surprise? My dragon heritage makes me practically immortal. Maintaining this youthful adult form basically forever. Don't worry, it is fine. I have come to accept that as my history. But I can't deny it. I have been very lonely here. You are my first visitor in forever. When you entered the valley, I could sense you. I was afraid, but I just had to take a look. Your scent and later your appearance made me feel very warm inside. A different kind. I needed to see you. Oh my, you're bleeding. Let me tend to that right now. I'm sorry, I've been rambling here and forgot that you needed my help. It is okay, just some superficial cuts. But how? My wings! I should have known something as soft as you would get caught on them. Don't worry, I know of a healing spell to help you. There! You're still shivering. Let me get these wet clothes off you. Shh, don't worry, it is fine. You look so good. I mean, you have no cuts anymore. Your skin is healed. We need to think of something to heat you up, and fast. Magma is too much. Fire probably won't work as well. Oh, I know! I might be warm enough to help you. Yes, really! My body is strong enough to heat you without hurting. But I don't want to cut you again. I'm sorry to ask this, but is it okay if I get naked around you? I think that to remedy the sharpness of my scales, I should bathe in the magma. It will warm me up and soften my scales. And then I could lay with you and heat you up in no time. Thank you. I promise I will be quick. You can close your eyes if I make you uncomfortable. Okay, I'm going in. It feels good. Don't worry. Once I'm out, I promise it won't hurt you at all. I need to drip it on me. Let it slide down my curves and cover my body. Rubbing it on my skin, my scales, my wings. Am I tall? Oh my, it is so sensitive again. No, it is nothing. Don't worry. Are you feeling okay? You're kind of breathing hard there. Me too. Well, I guess you got me there. I don't know, having you watching me like that, it is making me feel different. No, don't worry. You don't have to turn away. I kind of like it, actually. Just a bit more, and I should be ready to hit you up. Just a few more drops. A few more rubs. I think I'm ready. Let me step out. I look even more beautiful than before. Thank you. I tend to feel much more better after these baths. Is it okay if I nestle close to you now? I will get you warm fast. Don't worry, it won't hurt at all. There. Just hugging you closer to me. Wings wrap around you. Now, just put this blanket around us. You're going to be okay in no time. I told you, bathing like that makes my scales much softer. Well, not as soft as you, but enough to keep them from hurting you. Oh, wow. It is good. It is even making me feel warm. Yes, you can hug me closer. You have beautiful eyes, human. And those lips too. Why are you so beautiful? So cute. So incredibly inviting to me. Oh, gods above. I'm sorry. Was there run? I don't know what came over me. I just felt like I needed to do that. Sometimes I get so warm inside, and I just want to do these kinds of things. So sorry. I promise I won't do it ever again. Now you did it? I guess that's fair. But I think you did it more than me. I need to get even now. Yes. That's so good. I couldn't imagine something like this. Feeling this. Wonderful. More, please. You're so soft, human. Your hands feel like silk rubbing around my back. I never felt this good before. So warm. My slit is soaking wet. Careful! My wings get much more sensitive like this. And my tail too. Especially after that bath I had. You certainly look warmer. Hey, and a lot happier. Your delicious scent get even stronger. So close to me. Human, can we talk for a second? No, it is not like that. This is my first time with someone else, and I don't know exactly what to do. Could you teach me? Thank you. What did I know? Not much. No one ever explained it to me. I only had some anatomy books around, and some romances too. And when I read those, I would explore myself sometimes, playing when I got really warm. That is how I found out how sensitive I get at some places. Breasts, slit, wings and tail. And what I do when I'm like that? I would rub myself for a while, until I had an orgasm. Show you? Are you sure? Okay. Here is what I normally do. I like laying on my back. One hand playing with my nipples, and another on my slit. Slowly building up the warmth inside me. But I'm already so sensitive from our kisses. Then I put one or two fingers inside and move them like this. Oh yes, oh so good. Sometimes I trace my fingers along my wings, and that sends shivers down. And then I would, oh god, this feels amazing. I like it when you're watching me doing this. Where was I? Oh yes, fingers inside and feeling my orgasm build up. But sometimes when I am particularly horny, and please don't laugh at me for this, I hold the tip of my tail and use it on my slit. Just the tip. And it just feels the best. So sensitive. My softened scales rub inside me so well. And the soft part of my tail gets so sleek. So sensitive. And at this moment, I feel so horny. Use my tail to fuck myself. Feeling so dirty. I'm so close. So close. Please, run your fingers along my tail and kiss me. I need to kiss you more. I'm so close. I'm close off. I'm going to. Gods above, that felt amazing. Much better than ever before. Huh? I call you what? Well, I think I did call you love. Sorry for that. You like it? I'm so happy to hear that. Come here. So, love, how do you do it? It is only fair that I get to appreciate you now. It is simpler? You just stroke your cock? Nonetheless, I'm interested. Let me see. You got so big from watching me, even licking a bit. You do it like that? Moving it up and down? I really like it. Your mouth. Your cock, too. Looks so good. And this scent. It is making me crazy, love. Can I give it a try? I promise I'm going to be gentle. Oh, wow. It is warmer than I expected. And not soft at all. Guess you do get hard at times. I need to try something, okay? Don't worry. I think you're going to like it. Oh my. I know this will be good. But not that good. Can I do more, please? Thank you. You taste amazing, love. I want more of you. So good. Oh yes, running your fingers on my wings, brushing my scales, please. I really like this. Does it feel good? What about when I roll my tongue around? I don't seem like a novice. Well, can you keep a dirty little secret for me? I practice a lot with my tail. You find it hot? Thinking about me being so horny, just playing with myself, sucking my tail, and just wishing that it was a cock. Like this one here. So perfect. So tasty. With your perfect scent. I even tried to get it deeper. But I'm not ready for that yet. You're going to come? Don't worry. You can do it. I want to have all of you. Oh, wow. That was a lot. Would you hand me one of those pellets, please? So that I can clean myself a bit. Thank you. Got such a strong smell. I guess I could have a little taste. Salty. But not wholly unpleasant. I could get used to this, you know. So, there is something I'd like us to try. I want you to be my first. You will? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, love. I just got all horny again just from hearing you say that. It looks like you too, but I have to admit, I'm a bit scared. Okay, I trust you. I will lie down here, my ass up, all for you. Just tell me when you're ready. Oh, by the gods, straight for my tail. Touch it with care, please. It is sensitive. Oh, that's good. Oh, is that your tongue? Oh, yes. Oh, that feels amazing. Oh, like that? This is so hot. Do you like my taste, love? And what about my scent? I can tell. You aren't even coming out for you. Oh, just like that, love. I felt so warm inside. If you keep going like that, it won't be long until I come again. Okay, I will hold off on it. Just for you. But please, hurry. It feels too good. Just knowing that you want me that much is enough for me. And with your tongue too. I must be soaking wet down there. You're going to put it in? Okay, I'm ready for you. Oh, slowly. It feels good. Don't worry. I love this. Oh, I love you. Deeper, please. You can go all in. I want all of you inside me. Oh, yes. By the gods. It feels so good. Stretch me. I want my slit to be the perfect fit for your cock. Oh, I can feel it building up again. I'm starting to get close. You want me to hold it? I don't know if I can. Just until you come. Okay, I can do that for you. We are going to come together. Oh, yes, pull my harness like that. Oh, you're rubbing against my tail too. This is so intense. I feel like I'm on fire. Oh, be careful, love. I think I might be literally about to start seizing. Yes, I mean it. Our sweat is seizing on my skin. And my juices too. Oh, God. I want more of this. I want more of the smell. It is ours. Our love-making scent that only you and I can make. It is so good. I can't wait to feel and smell your steaming come out of me. Oh, yes. Please, love. I can't hold it any longer. Come for me. Coming me. Fill me up for the first time. Make me your good girl. I want all of your cum inside me. Load after load. Oh, more and more. Every day. Please. Let me come on your cock. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. By the gods. You're so perfect. Lie down with me. I will never get tired of your eyes. Is everything okay, love? You cut your hands on my horn. Let me give it a kiss. Just like you. I will never get tired of kissing you. Is this the best treatment ever for hypothermia or what? Warm you right up. But you don't need to leave, right? You need to be sure that you're healthy before going anywhere. Maybe a week, a month of rest will do good for you. Maybe a lifetime together would be even better. Perhaps several, if I can make it happen. Are you as sleepy as I am? Hug me closer, love. I want to wake up with you in my arms, my wings around you, just so I can kiss you all over, gaze at your beautiful eyes, tell you how much I love you, and of course, explore many more naughty things with you.